These are some of the young lads from Wichita that have been touched by the kingdom, and I want them to introduce themselves and for them to speak to you guys personally a little bit about what in the world they're up to. Todd, why don't you do that and then lead, go, just tell it as you guys tell it.
I'm Todd Stevens. I was a faculty colleague with Tim at Via Christi, so I remain a faculty, and these guys are now in their last or final year of family medicine residency training. I guess I'll tell our story. We feel like, well, there are six of the residents, physicians, and my wife and I that really have felt a call of God to move into an area of South Wichita. We prayer walked and prayer drove and spent some time really asking the Lord where, and really feel like his compass for us landed on the area of Plainview. Plainview is a pretty defined area in South Wichita, bordered by Hillside to the east and George Washington Boulevard to the Hillside to the west. Yeah, bingo. That's Plainview. Was an area that was developed post-World War II, a lot of inexpensive row houses for the returning veterans to work in the airplane manufacturing industry, thus the name Plainview, P-L-A-N-E, view. The houses were meant to stand 30 to 40 years, and now we're 70, 80 years hence, so they shouldn't be standing. And now they're mostly small rental properties, a lot of poverty, and a lot of darkness. So, this is where we really feel called. So we're in the process of moving into the neighborhood, and we have no strategy except to love people and be Jesus to them. So we don't know what we're doing, but we're praying a lot.
You're in the right place.
All right, that's great. So I think I'll stop and let these guys.
I'm Justin. Dr. McVeigh was my faculty, my boss, mentor, and we appreciate all the prayers. Every time I go to the church in Wichita, everybody's just like, yeah, we've been praying for you. So we're so thankful for that. Kind of my story was I was in Tulsa with my wife. We just got out of class and went to a lecture. Rick Donnon, who actually just came, he's kind of like, I feel like I'm Timothy and he's Paul to me a little bit. Like, he just kind of comes like once a year and just really encourages us.
From Memphis, right?
From Memphis, yeah. He has a clinic in the hood of Memphis and lives in the community, and they do house churches. And this thing's just exploded. It just seems like God's just really working. And so he actually gave the lecture when we were in Tulsa at med school. And I was at the time, I had just gotten done. I'd worked a kids camp all summer with inner city youth and trying to figure out, like, how is this going to match up with medicine? And he gave this lecture. And at the end of the lecture, I kind of looked over at my soon-to-be wife. And we just both said, like, I think this is what God's asking us to do. So and it's just so cool that Dr. Todd and this whole thing has just kind of happened, and we just feel very, so appreciative just to be where we think God's put us. So that's our story.
Hi, I'm Drew Posey. I'm from Texas, and I've dreamed of living in a commune really just in a faith community. And doing life together and loving people. And Justin and I talked before coming to residency, and like, hey, we should move into an area of town. We did move into one area, but then this whole Plainview thing kind of shifted us. So I'm now living in Plainview with him, and it is fun. It just feels real there. And the dirt on the ground, some of the smells that are wafting through the air are great. the chickens next door, Pedro, he's this really cool Mexican dude, and down the street I have a Laotian family that's kind of taking over, you know, one part of the neighborhood, and God's really been good. I've been praying for ways to connect with different segments of my little area, because I live probably a 10-minute walk from where he lives, and he just opened up the sweet door. I got into this junior high school in this after-school program. I'm doing a little volunteer thing there. And my first day was last Wednesday, and already I'm seeing some really cool fruit. So awesome. I met all these junior high kids, and then yesterday I'm riding my bike through the neighborhood to go visit a friend, and I see some people, like, just, they're pretty much my neighbors. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. We've got a basketball goal. You want to play sometime? And it's just, she was from the Loatian, like, compound area. So I'm just really excited where God might be taking things, and maybe he's opening some doors. There is some language barriers with the older people. Lots of language barriers with the Hispanics, with the Laotians. There's Cambodians, there's Vietnamese probably.
Wow.
And
wow.
So I don't know how to get through language barriers, but God does.
Amen. That's yeah. great. Hey, Chad and Brock, make your way up here and help me pray for these guys. Don't leave, guys. We're going to get our hands on you. What do we pray for you? How can we pray for you guys?
Yeah, we are trying to start a medical clinic in this area as another point of entry. The place is full of children. We see so much potential with anything to do with children and sports and school. Mm. So we just want every access that we can into these homes to really just be Christ to them. So opportunities, access
Amen.
Into the homes, and just to be Jesus to these families.
That's so awesome. Good, good. Well, hey, all y'all that'll commit to pray for these guys at some point, would you say amen? They're selling it, and they're going in, and they're moving in these places. And you Lukes, it's a privilege for us to serve you. The Luke Company, the Luke Commune for you, okay? We're so blessed by Jesus touching your heart, the grace is in you, and then you're going to dispense that grace out to those who are in need. And this is a big process for us, so we're just going to pray for you now, okay? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these brothers, the sisters that have moved in and are moving in with kingdom invasion, armed with the gospel, armed with the mercy of God, with the love of God. I'm asking for grace, John 5:19 kind of grace, sonship grace, that they would do what the Father's doing. Jesus, you only did what the Father was doing, and you're doing things in plain view, obviously, because you marked it by these guys. And I just pray for blessing on them, endurance, encouragement, Lord, a grace to pray, a grace to adjust when they're off path, to get right back on, and may in the midst of it, Jesus, you be the reward and not success in plain view. Lord, but we do pray that you would harvest that area for the kingdom of God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in plain view as it is in heaven. Lord, we're asking for that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Use these vessels, these weak vessels, who bring just their availability in their hearts, and Lord, manifest your power and deliver people from the bondage of sin and Satan, and bring them into the kingdom of God in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.